It's been called the fastest.
This is Healthy by Nature, radio's best spot to learn more about health and vitality. Now here's your host, certified clinical nutritionist, Marty Whittakin.
Good morning. I am so impressed with our guest today, and we have so much to talk about. I'm going to start now with the introduction because it's an important topic, and I will need a bit of the time to talk with her. Artemis Simopoulos, she's a medical doctor, born in Greece. She went to the Boston School of Medicine. She's the founder and president of the Center for Genetics, Nutrition, and Health. It's a nonprofit education in Washington, D.C. It's kind of hard to even know. Well, just to give you an idea, if I had her whole resume, her CV, and dropped it on the table, you would hear a thud. So what I have, two-page biographical sketches, what it's called, but it's two pages of fairly small print, and it's kind of unbelievable to me that she isn't 200 years old for having done all this stuff. These are just some of the societies that she belongs to: the American Board of Pediatrics, she was several other Endocrine Society, the American Institute of Nutrition, the American Society for Clinical Nutrition. The American College of Nutrition, the North American Association for the Study of Obesity, the International Society for the Study of Fatty Acids and Lipids, International Society of Nutrigenetics and Nutrigenomics, that's about how our food affects our genes and how they behave and what we pass on, and the American Society of Human Genetics. She was founder of the Nutrigenetics and Nutrigenomics Society. She's worked with the National Academy of Sciences. She was several White House delegations to the World Health Organization and the Food and Agriculture Organization. She's written innumerable papers and been the editor for several groups. She's been a visiting professor at many universities. She's who's who in America, who's who in science, who's who in medicine and healthcare. She wrote the book on fats. It's called The Omega Diet. It's been translated into 14 languages. And many awards. She's given awards for presidential awards. You will really enjoy her. You just will know that what you're getting is gospel, because nobody that I know of has a better command of the research and is more involved in trying to make us healthy by getting the fat balances and the right fats into us and get us off of this stupid low-fat, fat-free phenomenon. We'll be right back with Dr. Simopoulos. She's here for the whole hour, so don't go away. I'm Marty Whittaker. Thanks so much for being with us today.
Summer fun. Beach, pool, boating, golf, gardening, scratches, dry skin, chapped lips, sunburn, not much fun, unless you're prepared with Lily of the Desert Aloe Vera Jelly and Lip Balm. We all know that the aloe vera plant soothes painful burns, moisturizes, and helps skin heal quickly. In fact, aloe products are everywhere, even in the gift shop of any vacation spot. But you just can't tell by looking that most of them contain very little aloe or that processing has removed the healing elements from the leaves. Insist on Lily of the Desert brand. It's 99% organic aloe. The constituents that give the leaf its magical reputation have been protected and enhanced. Lily of the Desert Aloe Vera Jelly also contains vitamins for a healthy skin and comes in three affordable sizes. Most natural food stores nationwide carry the jelly and lip balm. Buy them now for first aid at home. And for goodness sake, don't go on vacation without it, or you may get stuck with that other stuff from the gift shop. Join Lily of the Desert on Facebook.
Ever wonder if the vitamin pills you swallow actually dissolve? Good question. Don't guess about absorbing vitamins B6, B12, and folic acid. They've been shown to lower blood levels of homocysteine, a chemical that increases the risk of heart disease and many other degenerative conditions. Those Bs are also important for fertility and optimum brain function. 40% of adults are low in vitamin B12, and many seniors with memory problems are actually just B12 deficient. B12 shots are known to boost energy. But why not make life easy with no-shot sublingual Bs? These tiny, tasty little pellets dissolve instantly under your tongue, pass right into the bloodstream, and get to work building your health. No-shot Bs contain serious amounts of B6, B12, and folic acid, but only cost pennies a day.
Look for no-shot Bs at healthworksmart.com or call 877-673-2536. healthworksmart.com or call 877-673-2536. This is Healthy by Nature, Radio's best spot to learn more about health and vitality. Now here's your host, certified clinical nutritionist, Marty Whittakin.
Welcome back. And if you just joined us, we're going to be talking with Dr. Artemis Samopoulos. She's a medical doctor and literally wrote the book on fat called The Omega Diet. My phone from Washington, D.C. Good morning.
Good morning, Marty. Very pleased to be with you today.
Well, I'm just thrilled to have you. I went through just the highlights of your resume to give people how much confidence they can put in the information that they're going to hear today, because they're getting a lot of misinformation, a lot of confused, mixed signals, and I'm really shocked at the intelligent, well-educated food folks who are afraid of fat. They're always looking for low-fat foods. They believe they're going to, they're all the same, and that they're going, the fats are going to make them fat and give them a heart attack. And so let's start with the basics. Why do we need fat? Don't we make enough of it in our bodies from eating toaster pastries?
Well, let's see. We do make some of the fats in our body. For example, we make saturated fat when we eat a lot of carbohydrates, and the body can also make monounsaturated fat, but the body cannot make the two major families of the essential fatty acids called omega-6 and omega-3. These two families are very different, having opposing properties, and we must take them from our diet. And the reason for that is that over thousands of years, our body and our physiology has depended on getting essential fatty acids directly from the diet because they were there in abundance. It just today, because of agribusiness and modern agriculture, people that have Western diets, they get a lot of the omega-6 fatty acids, and at the same time, they get very little of the omega-3s. So the balance that we had during evolution and kept us in good stead has now been totally, not only unbalanced, but extremely so. For example, the omega-6 to omega-3 ratio, prior to almost 200 years and throughout the last 10,000 years, it was balanced. We had equal amounts. 1-to-1 was the ratio of omega-6 and omega-3s, where today we have sometimes 20 times as much omega-6, and 3 or even a lot more. The vegetable oils that we eat, such as corn oil, has a ratio of 66-to-1. Safflower and sunflower have a ratio of 77-to-1. Even soybean oil has a ratio of 13 to 1.
And so, aren't those the oils that are used in most of the food you find in the middle of the grocery store?
Exactly. All processed food and packaged food is made with vegetable oils that are high in omega acids because they're cheap and they have no taste.
And if, unless you read labels carefully, that's what you're going to get in salad dressing, so you're adding even more. I think it would help people to understand better what the opposing, you mentioned that these have opposing effects. What are those opposing effects between omega-6 and omega-3 so that they will care more about learning how they can get that balance back?
Right. Let me mention, though, one thing, that because the FDA does not distinguish between omega-6 and omega-3 on the label, it refers to them as polyunsaturates. So one of the things that need to be done is to distinguish between omega-6 and omega-3 and all going towards that. Now, the opposing properties, the omega-6 fatty acids to begin with, they lead to higher fat cells as well as increase in the number of fat cells, where the omega-3s, they actually do not increase the number of fat cells. And for a successful weight loss diet, you need to have a balance of omega-3s and omega-6. It's very hard to lose weight and maintaining it if you continue to use corn oil, safflower, and sunflower. So read the labels in terms of the names of the oils, and you should know that the ones I mentioned just now, safflower, sunflower, cottonseed, soybean, and corn oil are high in omega-6 fatty acids. A second very important opposing properties between the two is in terms of inflammation. You know, inflammation is at the base of practically all chronic diseases, cardiovascular disease, obesity, hypertension, cancer, diabetes, arthritis. And so the omega-6 fatty acids increase the levels of inflammation in our body and increase hormone-like substances that are pro-inflammatory, where the omega-3 fatty acids, they increase inflammation and they're anti-inflammatory. Another major difference is at the level of platelet clumping or thrombus formation, which of course leads to heart attacks. The omega-6 fatty acids increase platelet clumping and thrombosis. The omega-3s have anti-thrombotic properties.
So just to put a little bow around that, the inflammation, and in case people haven't heard, been in a cave or something, things like rheumatoid arthritis, mm-hmm. ulcerative colitis, psoriasis, lupus, diabetes, obesity, atherosclerosis,
yes.
cancer, all of those have at least inflammatory components if that isn't the main. And then you mentioned sticky blood, and everybody kind of gets it. Oh, yeah, that's what kind of causes the ultimate cardiovascular problem.
Yes, exactly. Another thing that omega-6 do, for example, if you're going to fry fish in corn oil, the omega-6 in the corn oil prevents the omega-3 fish in being incorporated into the cell membranes. So make sure, if you're going to fry fish, make sure that you don't fry it in the high omega-6 oil, such as corn oil, safflower, or soybean. You can use a combination of canola and olive oil to give you a nice taste if you're going to fry fish. If you're going to bake it, again, use the oil like olive oil and canola. And if you're going to, you can use a dressing of lemon juice and olive oil, because the oleic acid in the olive oil does not compete with the incorporation of omega-3 fatty acids by the cell membranes, but the omega-6s do. And another thing that the omega-6s do is they increase the oxidation of LDL.
Okay, would you define that one?
What happens is in the body, cholesterol, LDL, low cholesterol type lipoprotein, and high density lipoprotein, or HDL. So the LDL is the one that is associated with cardiovascular disease. And have enough antioxidants in your diet, and you have high amounts of vegetable oils, this leads to oxidation that changes the molecule of LDL. And it is the oxidized LDL that precipitates into the plaque and causes atherosclerosis.
Okay.
And that is a very serious problem.
Well, it is. People are so worried just about the cholesterol number, but if it kind of gets rusty, if it's been oxidized like a nail that's left. Then it becomes a real liability of much greater scope. We're taking a break now. When we come back, I'd like to just kind of review that. People refer to these as the good cholesterol, the bad cholesterol. I think that is such an important point. It will bear repeating. So please stay with us. This is Healthy by Nature. I'm Marty Whittakin, and we're talking with Dr. Artemis Somopoulos. She's the author of The Omega Diet, the life-saving nutritional program based on the diet of the island of Crete.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes, that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shop, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
Your host, certified clinical nutritionist Marty Whittakin, wants us all to reach our personal health goals. Some listeners want to resolve a serious disease or a chronic complaint, while others aim to get fit and prevent disease. Many just want more energy, a better memory, a cheerier mood, or to look better. Marty interviews experts with extensive experience or authors who have really done their homework. She knows that means digging into the scientific literature to back up recommendations with facts, not hype. The show website now sells some of her favorite books from past shows. For example, The Definitive Guide to Cancer, Dr. Kate's book on the importance of vitamin K, and Dr. Kyle Smith's wonderful book on keeping your brain sharp. Of course, the store sells Marty's book on natural alternatives for heartburn and the one on aloe vera. More books will be added soon. Visit the show website at thefamiliarradiomarty.com or at hbnshow.com. hbnshow.com. HBN means healthy by nature, and that is her goal.
You can't even see one of your cells, but they sure are important. A healthy, energetic body requires healthy systems and organs. They, in turn, must be made up of healthy cells. Dr. John Young, MD, founded Young Health to help his patients restore their bodies and achieve peak performance by building a strong cellular foundation. Drawing on his experience with patients and extensive research into the latest biochemical, physiological, and Nobel Prize-winning protocols. Dr. Young created a program that increases overall health and vitality and even addresses the root causes of many chronic conditions. The Young Health Shake incorporates a superior source of protein, a balanced blend of essential fatty acids, pH balancing drops, and the antioxidant-rich whole fruit puree, fruit of the spirit. Visit younghealth.com to see video testimonials from Young Health Shake users. The site also details about Dr. Young's weekly conference call where you can get your questions answered directly by the doctor. Order online at younghealth.com or call 800-753-1387. 800-753-1387.
Once again, here's certified clinical nutritionist Marty Whittakin.
Welcome back. Artemis Samopoulos, MD, is the author of The Omega Diet. And there's a quote on here from Jean Carper, a well-known nutrition journalist. She says, "Of all the diets, this is the one most apt to make most Americans feel better, live longer, and stay healthier. The book is full of gems of dietary wisdom and practical advice about these things like these bullet points. Reduce your risk of heart disease and cancer. Create a smart immune system. Enhance your mood and learning ability. Achieve and maintain a healthy weight." I can tell you any diet that doesn't take these factors into account will only have short-term, probably painful benefits, because this is just so fundamental to the way our bodies work. When we went to the break, we talked about the what happens when your cholesterol is degraded by oxygen because you didn't have enough antioxidants. The low density, the LDL, commonly known as the bad cholesterol, is not only can become elevated, but it can become something that's very irritating to the veins. And then the flip side is the high density, the good guy that's supposed to carry the bad guy away, it can become depressed and not have enough of it if you don't do the right things. And the fatty acid balance and the antioxidant balance are important to that. So can you straighten out what I just said, and if any of it wasn't right?
Very well. You said it very well. So cholesterol is of two different types of lipoproteins, the low-density lipoprotein and the high-density HDL. And it is very important for the HDL to remain high. So when you eat a lot of omega-6-containing vegetable oils, they not only lower the LDL, they also lower the HDL. So they lower both the bad cholesterol as well as cholesterol. And this, of course, is not beneficial. It is one of the additional problems that are caused by vegetable oils high in omega-6 fatty acids, whereas oils that are high in omega-3 fatty acids, either oils that are high in alpha-linolenic acid, like, for example, canola oil or flaxseed oil, they may or may not lower the LDL, but they always increase the HDL. And that's very important to remember.
There aren't too many things that do that. Exercise, vitamin C.
Yes. Well, weight loss will also raise HDL. Mm-hmm. Certainly exercise will do that. Feeling good, which you can bring about, again, with omega-3 fatty acids in your diet, but feeling good coming from other sources as well will keep the HDL elevated. And, of course, there are certain populations that because of their genetics, they have a much higher HDL. Others, again, because of their genetics, that they have a much lower HDL. So it's important to know not just the total cholesterol, but both your LDL and HDL. Now, I can tell you the inflammatory aspects and the prothrombotic aspects that come from omega-6 fatty acids are more detrimental to the development of any chronic disease than is a cholesterol number. And I think it's important to keep that in mind.
I have a friend in Britain, Robert Brown. He wrote a book called The Devil's Fat. He reviewed tons of studies, and one of the things that he did was relate high omega-6 to some behavioral and aggressiveness. Is that something that you've seen in the studies as well?
Yes, yes. This is very important. First of all, there are some very good studies that clearly show if you increase the omega content of your diet, and these studies were done with supplements. So they were taking about 2 grams of fish oil, EPA and DH supplements. And they followed the group of healthy adults for about 3 weeks. And at the completion of the third week, they were able to show changes on the electroencephalogram, brain waves, as well as evaluate them in terms of anger, feeling good, depressed. And they were able to show that the omega-3 fatty acids improve the mood. People were feeling better. And as a result, they were more productive in their work. So the effect of omega acids on mood is very well defined. In terms of aggressive behavior, there are now a number of studies that they show that when you have high amounts of omega-6 and you are depleted or have very small amounts of omega-3 in your diet, you have an increase in aggressive behavior and you have an increase in suicides. And these studies have been done in countries. Some have been done here, others have been done in Finland, others have been done in England. So no matter where the studies were done, the high omega-6 fatty acids, particularly in a person who's in a situation where they need to control themselves, the high amounts of omega-6 increase the aggressive behavior and then leads to depression and they become suicidal.
Boy, we should really think about that when we're watching the evening news. And there's all of the very scary reports that come out, and I usually think, well, I wonder what medication they were on and just came off of, but this is another aspect.
It's a very important aspect, and that's why I think it's important for people to check the amount of omega-6 and omega-3 fatty acids that they have in their blood.
Well, there are some
Because there's very good evidence that in the United States, there are relative depletion of omega-3 fatty acids as well as an absolute.
It's not something that's ordinarily done at your routine investigation that's done when you go to the doctor for your annual physical, but there is a test for that, and I have information about that on the website. So.
Very good. Very good. I think you should recommend to people in general to have it checked because you cannot go only to get good idea from your diet because most people don't know what it is in the processed food they eat.
Right. Well, we're trying to get them to read labels and to know what to look for, and you're being a big help with that. We've got just a minute left here. If you could address something. When you are a pioneer and an expert in the genetic field, when we eat poorly, let's say in this the fatty acid realm, and we don't have the good what we should have in this balance, does it affect also the next generation and the generation after that?
Yes, definitely. For example, the diet of the mother during pregnancy programs the baby in utero, which actually continues during lactation. Now, Dr. Aylot in France has done some very good studies. And his studies have been done in rodents, but they are very similar to the observations that have been done in human studies. And what happens is when the mother has a high amount of omega-6 fatty acid, the baby is programmed to have a higher amount of fatty tissue, which then continues to throughout life, and both in terms of the size of the fat cell as well as the numbers. So this is
okay.
One area of programming.
We'll be right back.
Significant.
We'll be right back at that important point. This is Healthy by Nature. I'm Marty Whittakin with Dr. Artemis Somopoulos. We'll be right back.
We've been Real Food Grocery for almost 9 years. Now we're called HealthWorks Mart, but we're the same folks who take a personal interest in your health. We carry the most effective, top-quality products in each category, like the fine companies who sponsor the Healthy by Nature show. In fact, your host, Marty Whittakin, certified clinical nutritionist, advises us on what to carry. We have extremely competitive prices on the names you trust, like Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics, Best Brain Magnesium by Doctor's Best, Lily of the Desert, Jarrow Formulas, Oreganol, and many more. Shop online at healthworksmart.com or in person if you live in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. Check healthworksmart.com for directions or call 877-673-2536. healthworksmart.com or 877-673-2536.
If you're like most Americans, you watch what you put in your mouth every day. In addition to making healthy food choices, try taking a closer look at the ingredients in common dietary supplements. Did you know that most tablets require lots of binders and fillers just to hold them together? Who wants to eat ingredients like magnesium stearate, methylparaben, triethyl citrate, silicone dioxide, and talcum powder? Try a soft-molded microlingual vitamin instead. Superior Source microlingual tablets are only a fraction of the size of conventional tablets and use only a small amount of natural acacia gum to hold them together. Superior Source microlingual tablets include a wide range of vitamins and herbal formulas to support your health in every way. Microlingual tablets dissolve immediately, sending nutrition directly into your body. Why put anything else in your mouth? To receive a free 60-day supply of No Shot B12, you pay only $4.95 shipping and handling. Go to freenoshotb12.com.
Your host, certified clinical nutritionist Marty Whittakin, wants us all to reach our personal health goals. Some listeners want to resolve a serious disease or a chronic complaint, while others aim to get fit and prevent disease. Many just want more energy, a better memory, a cheerier mood, or to look better. Marty interviews experts with extensive experience or authors who have really done their homework. She knows that means digging into the scientific literature to back up recommendations with facts, not hype. The show website now sells some of her favorite books from past shows. For example, The Definitive Guide to Cancer, Dr. Kate's book on the importance of vitamin K, and Dr. Kyle Smith's wonderful book on keeping your brain sharp. Of course, the store sells Marty's book on natural alternatives for heartburn and the one on aloe vera. More books will be added soon. Visit the show website at thefamiliarradiomarty.com or at hbnshow.com. hbnshow.com. HBN means healthy by nature, and that is her goal.
This portion of Healthy by Nature is brought to you by Real Food Grocery on the web at realfoodgrocery.com. Once again, here's your host, Whittakin.
My goodness, this is important stuff. I'm just so pleased to have Artemis Somopoulos, MD, with us. She's the author of The Omega Diet. And as you heard in the introduction, really just the most qualified person I know in this area. So you can take it to the bank, what we're talking about. Dr. Somopoulos, we've talked about a number of benefits of the omega-3 oils, and I see tons of them. You know, it helps prevent sudden death. I mean, it's just a lot of things. How do you account for the occasional study that reports negative results?
Well, you know, this is a very important question. And what happens with the occasional study that does not show the effect of omega-3 fatty acids is the following. These type of studies, to begin with, they use small amounts of omega-3 fatty acids. For example, in one study that was published a year and a half ago at the New England Journal of Medicine, of all places, which is very disturbing, they used only 400 milligrams of EPA and DHA without telling you how much omega-6 was in the background diet of the patients who were followed. Therefore, not only they gave a small amount of omega-3s, they also did not give you any information on how much omega-6 was in their diet, and then the number of subjects that they used was very small. And, you know, people write letters to the editors about that. I can also tell you right now there is another study, the England Journal of Medicine, that came from Italy, and these were people that were at high risk for cardiovascular disease, and they had diabetes, and they were taking, and they divided them into two groups, and one group was given just 1 gram of fish oil, and the other group was given olive oil. Now, olive oil is not a good control because olive oil is full of phenols, antioxidants, and has anti-inflammatory properties. So that's not the control that should have been used. And secondly, when you look at the two groups, 25%, these are Italians, 25% had ate fish once a week, 50% twice a week, and the other 25% ate fish 3 times a week. In other words, these people already were at the highest level possible. So adding 1 gram could not make that much difference except in women. So you have to look at these studies very carefully. And it is very disturbing, but people like letters to the editors pointing out what is wrong with studies like that. But as you know, the majority of studies, the studies that are well-planned, population studies where they eat a lot of fish, they have all the beneficial effects of omega-3 fatty acids. So I wouldn't let these inappropriate studies, you know, prevent me or anyone else from lowering the omega-6 and increase the omega-3s in order to bring a balance in our diet.
Yeah, the media doesn't help this at all because it's like when there's an error on the front page, the retraction and the correction is on page 6, nobody pays any attention. They don't even pick up on these letters to the editor. They make headlines out of the negative study because... Uh-huh. And then I even know one doctor who's an eye doctor with a good following. He's very good in the eye area, but for some reason he tells people omega-3s are bad. I don't know what drummer he's listening to, but
well, that's terrible because
you know, it's ridiculous.
We know for age-related macular degeneration, what actually decreases the rate are the omega-3 fatty acids along with the antioxidants.
Well, we can only hope that these scientists aren't as bright as they should be, and it's not that there's some collusion to try to make bad news for omega-3s. But what about the omega-3s that are in plant foods? A lot of people think, well, I don't need to do anything in that regard because I grind up some flax seeds and throw them on my cereal. How effective is that unless you've dramatically reduced your and how good are we at converting that into the EPA and DHA of omega-3?
Right. Well, to begin with, let me tell you, the alpha-linolenic acid, that's the omega-3 fatty acid that is found in plants, in all green vegetables, and is found in the grains, you know, rapeseed, from which canola oil is made, in flaxseed, in chia, and what happens is the alpha-linolenic acid has the ability to prevent the clumping of platelets. That is something that has been definitely shown, and also to decrease the arrhythmias, you know, like ventricular arrhythmias that people have.
Irregular heartbeat.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
It's not only the beneficial effect after elongation into EPA, because it does not really go all the way down to DHA. And now, as all of us have genetic variants, and there are about 30% in the population where as you go from the 18 carbon atoms, alpha-linolenic acid, down to EPA, they have genetic variants, and some of them are fast and some of them are slow. Now, unless you do the studies very carefully, you're going to draw a conclusion that the metabolism from the 18 alpha-linolenic acid down to EPA is slow, which is not the case.
Let me stop just a second here and translate for the newbies among us. The some people are better at making this conversion than others. Isn't it also a factor of what they're doing, if they're deficient in nutrients or,
yes,
or something like that?
Right. So the factors that improve the elongation are, for example, the having adequate amounts of antioxidants, adequate amounts of insulin. What decreases it is in premature babies because the enzymes are not mature enough, in the elderly because the elderly have decreased in the enzymes, and then people who have diabetes and people who have hypertension. So these four categories, you have to be sure that these people either eat fish or they get EPA and DHA supplements. But it is also important for people to know that you need to cut down all this vegetable in omega-6, because when you have a ratio of 20 to 1 linoleic to alpha-linolenic, omega-6 to omega-3, that impedes or inhibits the metabolism.
Right. Well, we're
omega
back.
Omega 3 alpha linolenic going down to EPA.
We're back to that balance, and it's a whole lot easier to get there, reducing one side as you increase the other.
Yes.
We'll be right back. I want to ask about an international meeting that is pretty exciting. Stay tuned.
While water may be the source of all life, it could mean trouble for the curcumin supplement you've been taking. Most curcumin supplements mix poorly with water and have limited potency, resulting from minimal absorption when taken orally. New Mareva Phytosome Curcumin from Doctors Best utilizes patented phytosome technology to dramatically improve the curcumin's absorption, thus unleashing their total health potential. Each curcuminoid molecule is individually complex with molecules of the vital cell membrane nutrient phosphatidylcholine, or PC. PC facilitates entry into human cells and tissues, resulting in Mareva's superior bioactivity over non-phytosome curcumin supplements. The curcumin PC phytosome combination enhances the benefits of the curcumins, promotes the healthy functioning of the joints and other organs. Mareva Phytosome Curcumins from Doctors Best, because you deserve it.
Summer fun, beach, pool, boating, golf, gardening, scratches, dry skin, chapped lips, sunburn, not much fun, unless you're prepared with Lily of the Desert Aloe Vera Jelly and Lip Balm. We all know that the aloe vera plant soothes painful burns, moisturizes, and helps skin heal quickly. In fact, aloe products are everywhere, even in the gift shop of any vacation spot. But you just can't tell by looking that most of them contain very little aloe or that processing has removed the healing elements from the leaves. Insist on Lily of the Desert brand. It's 99% organic aloe. The constituents that give the leaf its magical reputation have been protected and enhanced. Lily of the Desert Aloe Vera Jelly also contains vitamins for a healthy skin and comes in three affordable sizes. Most natural food stores nationwide carry the jelly and lip balm. Buy them now for first aid at home, and for goodness sake, don't go on vacation without it, or you may get stuck with that other stuff from the gift shop. Join Lily of the Desert on Facebook.
Until one breaks, it's easy to take our bones for granted. Healthy bones are living organs that constantly remodel to become stronger. They're built on a slightly flexible collagen framework that holds the minerals in place. Yes, that's minerals, plural. A common misconception is that bones are made only of calcium. Not so. Maintaining strong bones also requires the minerals magnesium, zinc, manganese, copper, and boron, as well as vitamins C, D3, and K2. Protect the health of your bones with Jarrow Formula's Bone Up because it contains all of those important nutrients. And this is a very important point. Most common calcium supplements are made of what is basically ground up rocks, not bone up. It provides superior Australian hydroxyapatite, the very same form of calcium found in the human body. Ask for Bone Up at your favorite natural food store. Or for more information, go to Jarrow.com. That's JARROW.com. Jarrow, for the best in cutting edge nutritional formulas.
You can learn more about today's show by going to RadioMarty.com. Once again, here's your host, Marty Whittakin.
Welcome back. Dr. Artemis Samopoulos is the author of The Omega Diet, the nutritional program based on the diet of the island of Crete. And we do hear a lot about the Mediterranean diet. And this is one of the things that makes the magic, and not so much the pizza and pasta, for sure. Dr. Samopoulos, the United States seems to export its worst diet ideas and products around the world, and because they taste good and they're inexpensive, things take hold. So we aren't the only place in the world that's having these problems, and you've done some remarkable work in bringing people together and getting them on the same page with what can they do to make things better. Tell us what the connection is between public policy, what the laws are, what the regulations are, where things like subsidies go. What do all those things have to do with our health, and what is the Bellagio report?
Well, the Bellagio report was the result of a conference by invitation of about 19 people from 10 different countries that was held at the Rockefeller Center at Bellagio in Italy. It was a four-day meeting with extensive discussions and presentation of data on the issue of healthy agriculture, healthy nutrition, healthy people. In essence, the conference was science-based but policy-oriented. First, we discussed and presented data on the scientific evidence in the following areas. For example, the importance of the balance of omega-6 and omega-3 fatty acids was one of them. The second one dealt with fructose and high fructose corn syrup, and the deleterious effects of the high fructose in the diet of Americans, most of it coming from drinking a lot of sodas that are sweetened with high fructose corn syrup. And the third area dealt specifically with the fact that a calorie is not a calorie. In other words, all calories are not the same. And the best part is, for example, 1 gram of glucose is 4 calories, and 1 gram of fructose is 4 calories. So industry say, well, obesity is all a matter of calories. Cut down the calories. People cut down the calories, but they don't lose weight, and if they lose weight, they don't maintain it. The reason being that in the body, glucose and fructose are metabolized entirely differently. To begin with, when you eat a lot of sugar, your blood sugar goes up. When you take a lot of sodas with high fructose, it does not increase the sugar in the blood. So people said, oh, this is evidence that fructose is good. because they did the studies. What fructose does goes directly to the liver, does not circulate in the blood, goes directly to the liver, causes fatty liver, increases the triglycerides, which of course is one of the reasons that we have an increase in heart disease. And secondly, fructose stimulates the appetite center in the brain. So although you have eaten and your stomach is full, fructose continues to stimulate your appetite, so you eat more, and as a result, you get more calories and you become fat. So it's important to know the composition of the food supply, and this was one of the major recommendations. Today, both the World Health Organization and the Food and Agriculture, they don't have data on the food composition. They have data on what they sell in the market or what the people eat, but not the actual components of the diet. So this is where the science needs to be improved and policy needs to be made that makes quite clear that all calories are not the same.
Well, and that the other part of this program where we talked about the balance of omega-6 and omega-3, to have that out in front of the deciding what goes to lunches, what various food supplies the subsidies are going to, and so on. It may take a while, but you've made an excellent start.
Yes, but I think it's very important to change the oils. You cannot continue to have this high amount of omega-6 fatty acids, because just figure the fact that Western diets today, and the U.S. is one of the most prominent Western diets, it is high in omega-6, which leads to obesity, diabetes. It's high in fructose, leads to fatty liver. And then industry begins to put all the emphasis on calories so they can sell you a diet soda that has less calories.
Yes, and that's
is not the answer.
That's a whole other program, too. I'm going to put a list of these high omega-6 oils in the newsletter this coming week, so watch for that. Dr. Simopoulos, this has been fabulous. Thank you so much for taking the time from your extremely busy schedule to help my listeners. I appreciate it so much.
Well, it's my pleasure. I'm glad your report is on your website.
Okay, it's already there. Thank you.
Good.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shop, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
No two people have the same fingerprint or the same chemistry. That's why Dr. Constantine Cassanis doesn't use cookie-cutter treatments. He really listens to you, and with advanced techniques determines your unique physical and biochemical makeup. He wants to do more than suppress symptoms. His integrative approach blends the best of traditional and complementary medicine to create a safe, effective plan to solve the underlying problem. Dr. Cassanis has completed original research as a published author and now teaches his successful techniques to other doctors. For 19 years, he has used complementary medicine to treat autism, chronic fatigue, and other puzzling conditions. For 10 years, he's had remarkable success with cancer. A whole support team guides you, coordinates with your other practitioners, and for remote patients, even helps with hotel recommendations and obtaining free flights within the U.S. Go to the sponsor page of RadioMarty.com and follow the Cassanis Institute link or call 888-804-3950.
Did you know that collagen is the second most abundant substance found in the body behind water? Collagen affects all structures of the body and is directly involved in skin youthfulness, hair and fingernail thickness, bone strength, joint stability, and much more. Although abundant in our youth, the body's natural collagen production slows as we age. As a result of this decline in collagen, many of the telltale signs of aging occur, such as sagging and wrinkling of the skin, thinning of the hair, and frailty of the joints and bones. Quality matters when it comes to collagen supplements. Best-selling Super Collagen by NeoCell utilizes collagen types 1 and 3, which are the types of collagen found in the skin, ligaments, tendons, and bones. NeoCell's affordable and effective Super Collagen products conveniently come in powder, tablets, or liquid form. To learn more about NeoCell, visit NeoCell.com, N-E-O-C-E-L-L.com. NeoCell can be found at Whole Foods Market, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
Let's get back to Healthy by Nature with certified clinical nutritionist Marty Whittakin.
Oh, my. Dr. Simopoulos is just amazing. I really, all my points in the introduction, the beginning of all that he's done. And I first met her at a one of our clinical nutrition conferences. I had requested that she speak, and she agreed to, and we got acquainted there. And I'm really glad I did, because she kept all of these nutritionists, chiropractors, pharmacists, medical doctors, naturopaths, everybody in the audience on the edge of their chairs with the new information she had that they didn't even have. So it was kind of a privilege for us to have her here to distill it down. And I hope we did a good enough job putting that into action. And just as a summary, I'd have to say, The point about staying off of the sodas, we could do another show on just the effects of the artificial sweeteners. So just drinking water instead of soda and staying away from the syrup and reading the ingredients and finding out what has fructose and high fructose corn syrup in it and avoiding those things and getting the balance right with the omega-6 and the omega-3 fats. And it doesn't have to sound like chemistry. I'm going to, in the newsletter this week, I'll have a list of those various oils that are used as ingredients in salad dressings and processed foods, and so that you'll know what to have in your cupboard. I'll do a little quick review on those and maybe some ideas on increasing the omega-3, because getting that balance, if you can lower your intake of the omega-6 dramatically by not having the processed foods and selecting better salad dressings and so on. She's not really freaked out about canola oil. I think in some respects it's just, well, how does that compare with these other worse things? I much prefer the mac nut oil, the macadamia nut oil. Olive oil, a little trickier to use because you can't get it very hot without damaging it. But to use the good oils, and for the most part, get the fats in the food that has them to begin with. Eat macadamia nuts, eat avocados, eat fish, eat things that either the monounsaturated fats or preferably some omega-3. You don't cook with omega-3 because that damages it, but and take supplement fish oil. And, just great advice to avoid all those things like the arthritis, the psoriasis, the diabetes, obesity, heart disease, cancer, all of those, and weight loss in getting the balance of the fats right. So thanks for being with us today. I hope we'll see you here again next week. Thanks for listening. This is Marty Whittakin on Healthy by Nature.
You've been listening to Healthy by Nature with Marty Whittakin. To find out more, log on to RadioMarty.com. That's Radio MARTIE.com. And be sure to listen again next week at this same time for more of Healthy by Nature with Marty Whittakin.
Worry that your get up and go may have left you for good? Health experts tell us that if we just ate more fruits and vegetables, we'd feel better and have more energy. But who has that much time in the kitchen every day? And vitamin supplements don't contain all of nature's magic. What we truly need is to eat more real food, actual food from nature. I want to share a secret with you today. Fruit of the Spirit is a delicious, easy solution for getting more whole food from nature. Fruit of the Spirit is a puree of 12 whole superfruits, 3 herbs, and restorative minerals from the Dead Sea that support natural energy without stimulants. Fruit of the Spirit's blend is so nutritionally dense that 1 ounce provides 5 servings of fruits and vegetables in a convenient, great-tasting drink. Kids love it. Get your Get Up and Go back and receive a discount on your order. Go to the sponsor page of hbnshow.com or call us at 1-800-793-8830. 1-800-793-8830.